Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's the night that we've all been waiting for. It's finally arrived. All the decorating, all the preparations, all the shopping, everything has led up to this moment in time. The world around us would have us believe that Christmas is just about the festivities and the lights without paying attention to the greater truth behind it all. Christmas Eve has finally come, and as we gather, we have been celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ because he is the true reason that we are here. His arrival on the earth ushered in God's hope, God's love, God's joy, and God's peace. Now, when I was a kid, I really struggled waiting for Christmas to come each year. Kids, are you waiting for Christmas to come? Are you struggling with waiting for Christmas to come? You want it to, so you're going to go to bed tonight and you're going to go right to sleep. Right? That's what mom and dad hope you're going to do. Well, when December rolled around, the days seemed to just tick by so slowly as a kid. And one of my earliest Christmas memories was constructing a paper chain. Anybody ever made a paper chain? I should have had one where you cut out pieces of construction paper and you tape a circle and then you loop it in and you make a chain. And we would take those individual strips and make this big long chain, and we would hang it in our kitchen. And each day leading up on Christmas Eve, we would break one of the chain pieces to represent being one day closer to Christmas. Now, what do you guys have today that helps you get closer to Christmas? Who has something that you open every single day? Advent calendars. And what's usually in those Advent calendars? Chocolates. Yes. Whoa. And everybody loves chocolate. Exactly. Some of us have, myself, I'm speaking for myself, have eaten way too much chocolate already this year. But, so you see the excitement that you get when you get down and get all those little doors open on an Advent calendar, right? Until it's December, until it's Christmas Eve, and how many doors do you have left to open?
One.
One, right. One. And so, it was the hard part was just waiting and waiting and waiting. It felt like it took forever. Does it feel like it's taken forever to get to Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't even see your faces over there, but I can hear your voices. And if I'm honest, you know what? I wanted it to come faster. Well, that was my youthful impatience. And all of us, and because of that fact, we have a small picture of what God's people went through before Jesus was born. You see, the Old Testament, as we looked at in these videos today, full of prophetic words about a coming Messiah, one who would arrive in the future to save God's people from their sins and free them from oppression. And these promises, they were read over and over and over again, and they spoke as a reminder that God had not forgotten about his people. It's kind of like tearing off the paper chain or opening the doors to find the chocolate in the Advent calendar. But you see, God is at work in the waiting. Mary gives birth to Jesus in a stable in Bethlehem, and she wraps him in cloth and lays him in a manger, just as the prophets had foretold. The wait was finally over. Jesus grew into a man and was faithful to God during his years of ministry. He was obedient even to death on a cross. And after his death, he was laid in a tomb. And for 3 days, the world held its breath. And then Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And he appeared to his disciples and promised that though he was going to go to heaven to be with God, he would one day return. The disciples stared into the sky. wondering what to do next. The Bible says that an angel speaks to them. Just as the angels had announced that good news to the shepherds, the angel now speaks to the disciples and asks them, why are they looking into the sky? It is as if the angel is telling them, there's work to be done. Stop staring into the sky, because there are people who need the hope of Christmas. There are people who need the hope of the resurrection. So get moving. The angel says that Jesus will return one day just as he left. And this began a new season of waiting. One that we find ourselves in the Christian church today. Tonight, as we share in this Christmas Eve candlelight service, I want to remind you that one day Jesus is coming back. And he will return to defeat sin once and for all and to restore his creation to perfection. And when he arrives, there will be no more sorrow and no more pain and no more death. But can we just agree that the waiting is not easy? God is at work in our waiting, even though we may not see it. We cannot just sit around staring into the sky and counting down the minutes for Jesus to return. But the good news of Jesus needs to be shared in word and deed. And when we spend our time actively waiting, God will shape us and mold us into the people he wants us to be. So though the first advent took place in a small town called Bethlehem, with an audience of smelly shepherds and stinky farm animals, the second advent will be something that cannot be missed. Jesus' birth marked a humble, humble beginning, but his return will be on display for the world to see. Hallelujah. All of our towns hold Christmas parades. Have you guys been to a Christmas parade this year? Have you went and saw all the floats in some of the towns? Yes, right. And on the streets of the town, it's so well done for years that there is not a person who doesn't make the time. I mean, some people even put in their calendar where all the parades are in the Durham region, and then they go to them. You see the decorated floats. You see the singing choirs and the marching bands. It's a spectacle that no one wants to miss. So when the date is announced, it's marked in the family calendar as an event that they want to attend. The last book of the Bible tells us a little bit about what we can expect with Christ's return. Like a big parade, the Bible says that Jesus will return with trumpet blasts and riding in the clouds. It will be something to see and experience. The difference is that we can't mark it in our calendars. We do not know the day or the hour. We cannot tear a piece from our Advent chain. We cannot open the door and get a piece of chocolate. It's a mystery that is only known to the Father. And so what this means for us is that we must live each day as if it could be today. Revelation says that the peoples of the earth will be mourning. They will mourn because Jesus came the first time as a babe in Bethlehem. But he will come the second time as our judge. So we must live our daily lives so that we will be ready to give an account for our lives. We will be judged on what we did with the grace and mercy offered to us on the cross when Jesus died. I read a quote recently by Oswald J. Smith, and I've been thinking about it a little bit, and it's given me a new way of thinking about the good news of Christmas, and we'll conclude with this. He said, "We talk of the second coming, but half the world has never heard of the first." We talk about the second coming, but half of the world has never heard the first. So while we have been singing our festive hymns together tonight and celebrating the saving grace that was given to us through the birth of Jesus Christ, we remember that there may be people just down the road from us who have never heard that God sent his son because he loves them. There may be people sitting in the pews alongside of us that have never heard that God loves them. There may be people in your very family who have never heard or accepted the wonderful news that God loves you. We must not grow weary in waiting. And yet we must not grow weary of sharing so that others might know the joy of God's love. So this Christmas, as we remember the first Advent and we wait for the second, may we have the heart of God to tirelessly pursue those who are far from God. Perhaps tonight you sense that you want to find God. I have good news. Jesus has been born to you. You can receive his grace for you tonight. Would you pray this prayer with me as we conclude this morning? If you want to invite Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, on this blessed Christmas Eve, I come before you with a humble heart. I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who came to save us from our sins and offer us your grace and love. We long for him to return and make all things right. Lord, I confess my sins and mistakes, knowing that your forgiveness is boundless. Please cleanse my heart and fill me with your love. Help me to live my life to honor you and reflect your sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray.